Hello, dear listener, and welcome to Spiritual Balance Podcast. My name is Joy, and I'm also the author of the book Spiritual Balance. Through this podcast, I'm bringing you the content of my book, and each episode will cover a new chapter or subtopic. I hope you like it. In our today's episode, we shall look at parts of the human body of a believer. The first part we shall look at today is the physical body. The human body is divided into three body parts, namely the physical body, the spiritual body, and the spirit. Let us first start with the physical body. Everyone is born with a physical body. The physical body is made up of external and internal parts. External parts include the head, eyes, ears, legs, hand, nose, amongst others, whereas internal parts include the liver, kidney, lungs, heart, among others. The physical body is made up of flesh and blood. The flesh is made from dust. Flesh gives birth to flesh. Therefore, the flesh, or rather the physical body, is controlled by the desires of the flesh, such as pride, envy, sexual immorality, jealousy, greed, lust, etc. The word of God says in John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. God created us with a physical body, but His will is not for us to remain with the physical body. The physical body's vital role is covering the spiritual body. He wants us to be transformed to another level in addition to having the physical body. God is not pleased with the physical body because it is hostile to God. That is found in Romans 8:7, and it says, the mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. The physical body, governed by the desires of the flesh, does not like the things of God. That is why many people who are not born again don't like going to church, reading the Bible, worshiping, and even praying. In case they go to church, they will complain about time, criticize the pastor's preaching, or even leave the church when the preaching is going on. They laugh at you when you pray in tongues, fast and pray, tithe, go for night vigils, or visit the sick in hospital. According to them, such things are foolishness and a waste of time. The word of God says in 1 Corinthians 2:14, the person without the spirit does not accept the things that come from the spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the spirit. Having a physical body only is dangerous because you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Many people are comfortable at this level. They do all manner of things in the name of enjoying life. What happens when the world ends? What will the so-called enjoying life benefit them? The word of God says in Galatians 5:19-21, the acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. God's will is for everyone to have a spiritual body. I hope you enjoyed this part of my book. If you found it helpful, please send me a message and let me know. In our next episode, we shall look at the second part of the human body of a believer. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.